This is a production of Cornell University.
I'm Frank Rossi at Cornell University.
And I'm Carl Scametti, and this is Turf Talk. Welcome to the first episode of the 2018 season, sponsored by Winfield United. And Frank, what we're going to start the season off with is a little review of maybe the winter weather that we've had up here up north, and what can we expect from that?
Perfect, Carl. And, you know, we, have, of course, have started our conference calls with our team on the shortcut hotline, that That's call it, after 18, 19 years of doing it now. And Art informs us that the December to February period as a winter perspective is quote-unquote normal, right? We base our normal things on 30-year averages, so the relatively right on the 30-year average. He did comment on the soil freezing a little more deeply because it was uncovered in the early part of the winter time. But really, the break point has been March, Carl, right?
Yeah, March has been 4 to 6 degrees below normal, right? And we've gotten a lot of precipitation. Those nor'easters, four of them, came through, hit Long Island pretty good, right?
That's right. And in fact, we were just talking that the snowflakes were being recorded down even on Long Island. I saw them blowing around in the air. However, I just finished watching a little golf this weekend. I watched some Houston Open. I watched the ANA Inspiration when I shut it off. Yeah. They were still going at it into the dark hours in Rancho Mirage. But for most of us, and even the casual observer to golf, the tradition like any other is coming upon us, Carl. And as part of the Turf Talk series, always throw a little bit of golf in when we can, or a valuable other sporting event. But for now, the talk is the Masters, because people are going to be chomping at the bit. Why don't you tell me what they're chomping at the bit for?
So, yeah, I mean, it's watching Augusta National is really unlike watching any other golf tournament in the world. And what we've noticed kind of from looking at the data the last couple years is players who win the Masters tournament are typically the best ball strikers. And what they'll say is, basically, of the best ball strikers in the world, it's whoever's putting the best that's going to win the Masters. And when we look at this kind of in more detail, we see people who hit the ball right to left, in particular, do really well at the Masters.
Right to left, good putters.
Right to left and good putters.
So you can be a good putter, but if you're 50 yards away from the the hole location, so obviously shaping the shot puts you in position.
Yep. And so a lot of left-handers, it's easier to fade the ball. So for a left-hander, that right-to-left shot is easier for them to hit. That's why you see Phil and Bubba and even Mike Weir back in the day winning, a lot of lefties. And so when you look at the breakdown of the variance in scoring of each hole at the Masters, you know, you always hear the Masters doesn't start until the back nine on Sunday. Well, when you look at the tournament as a whole, the holes on the back nine have a wider variance in their score averages. So there's more bogeys, there's more birdies. You can make eagles on 13 and 15, and doubles are also in play. And so when you look at that from a winner's perspective, those holes that have a wider variance tend to show who the winner's going to be if they do well on those holes. So holes like 13, 15, 16, 12. And when you go through a lot of these holes in the golf course, a lot of these require a right-to-left shot off the tee box. When you look at other holes on the golf course, there's really only two that require a left-to-right tee shot. Maybe 11, maybe 18.
Okay.
There's about seven that require a right-to-left shot. That's why you see those players generally do a little bit better.
And so they're getting themselves in position.
Yep.
And then, of course, that position is critical because those surfaces are firm and fast,
yeah,
right?
Ultimately.
And so everybody's going to watch this tournament. We're all excited. Tiger gets in the mix. It's going to be appointment viewing. And so they're going to go back to their golf courses, right?
Yep. And they're going to want to play golf. And as you know, Frank, there's a lot of things you have to check off the list before you even let people play golf, right?
That's right. And so, obviously, they're chomping at the bit. The things you want to consider, we've started to see in our own work. If you want greener grass, covers are one way to go. But the strategic use of pigments the year before on the fall treatment, we're seeing our turf greening up really rapidly. We've used it on sports turf and our golf turf research here. So the pigments are one, the covers are the other, but ultimately, you know, unlike Augusta, which will be firm and fast, and they'll be pulling covers over it at some point someday, but for now, moisture into the soil is going to be a big deal. So if, you know, all you golfers, and I believe you were out there playing just this past weekend, out there, you know, sweeping with 150 other nutballs playing golf, where the soil temperatures are still in the upper 30s, low 40s, really, really wet areas are not good to play on. You don't want to be trafficking those areas. You don't want to be driving equipment to those areas. You're going to wind up doing more harm than good. Maybe you could get some rolling out and firm up that surfaces that are very squishy at first. And it's also probably a good time to remind everybody that you could be installing drainage in the future as a long-term solution for our, as we wrap up this episode of Turf Talk, the long-term solution for better spring golf might be to improve those drainage areas so you can get out there in the spring, which also might include some more top dressing and sand-based surfaces, Carl. So how do we want to wrap up for this episode of Turf Talk?
You know, that's a great stopping point. Again, using this early weather to identify your problem areas and where you can, in the future, maybe make some infrastructural upgrades, as we talked about last year at this time.
That's right. And so we're all watching the Masters. We'll all be looking forward to Carl's predictions of how well they do on the back
nine. Justin Rose. Look out for Justin Rose.
Justin Rose is the pick this week, folks. So as we wrap up this episode, our first episode of Turf Talk for the 2018 season, Carl, where can people find us?
Yep, they can find us on Twitter at Cornell Turf or on Facebook at Cornell Turf. And then, of course, if they're looking for this podcast, they can find it on our Cornell Turfgrass website or on the iTunes podcast store.
And if you download from iTunes, leave us a review. And for Turf Talk, I'm Frank Rossi at Cornell University.
And I'm Carl Scamenti. Thanks for joining us for the first episode of Turf Talk.
This has been a production of Cornell University on the web at cornell.edu.